Yes, and of course the Panthers take on the Roosters tonight. What a blockbuster that's going to be. And a man linked to both clubs is really one of the greats of the game. He actually won a Dallier medal for the Roosters as halfback back in 1992. He's a New Zealand rugby league legend. He played 46 test matches for New Zealand. He later went on to coach the national side. Oh, but I feel like I'm being too nice. He was actually one of the biggest pests in the game. He was one of the biggest pests in the game. No, I'm only kidding. He's absolutely a lovable rogue and one of the best blokes that you'd ever want to have a beer with. He's joining us this morning. Gary Wiz Freeman. Good morning, Wizza.
Oh, mate, good morning, mate. Yes, I was a little bit of a pest, but I'll tell you what, at least everyone will remember me.
Actually, we had Blocker on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said, who would have been more vocal and getting up people at halftime, you or Gary Freeman? Who do you reckon it would be?
I think Block would have picked me, I think.
He did.
But, yeah, it was good that, you know, you could do that, like, even in the game or at halftime, you could have a crack at each other. But then afterwards, that team of Balmain that I did play with, you could sit down and have a beer with each other and it's all forgotten and you moved on. You know, it's in the heat of the battle. Some things were said that people go, oh, you can never say that again. But it was just in those times you could probably say that to each other. But no one took it personally, mate, and you just moved on after the game and had a beer. So it was all good. But, yes, I think Block got it right. I was a bit annoying sometimes during the game.
Yeah. In all seriousness, though, Wiz, I worked with you for many years at Fox Sports, yep. And your knowledge of the game still is, you know, really profound. You watch all the games and you still get really involved. And as I mentioned, you played both for the Panthers and the Roosters and they take on each other tonight. But, gee, what you're seeing at the moment with the Panthers, I'm surely you're thinking they're just something else at the moment.
Mate, I think you just summed it up, mate. When you watch them play, it's just like they are a level of fitness above everybody else. Their options that they are taking defensively and attack-wise, it just seems to be a step above or a step in front of the opposition. I don't know how anyone's going to stop them. I think the Roosters are going to have to be absolutely at their best tonight if they're going to get the points. You know, Joseph Manu last week for New Zealand was absolutely fantastic in that fullback role. He reversed back into the centres this week for the Roosters. But if you go through that Panther side and the young kids that are coming through, you know, and Nathan Cleary is still young. You know, Jerome Luai is only a baby, you might say yourself. But then their forwards are just leading by example. Coruscant was fantastic in State of Origin. But I don't know, James Fisher-Harris, mate, he was great, like, in that test. Against Tonga. So, mate, it's just one of those games that you're going to have the best of the best, and people are going to have to start standing up this close coming up in the semi-finals and, you know, a few more games to go. But, you know, all these wins, now the top teams are playing each other. Someone's got to come off second best, and this is going to be a very, very tough game. But if you look at them side by side, you'd probably say that the Panthers probably have a little bit of an edge over the Roosters at this stage.
Well, Gary, if you look at tonight's game, the Roosters are the $6 outsiders. It's the longest price they've been since 2011. In saying that, is this the night, though, that potentially the Roosters could pounce? They need to reignite their season and make the most of perhaps the Panthers players being fatigued from the rep round.
That's an interesting statement, because if you go through their whole forward pack, they all play in test matches or State of Origin. And then you go through the back line, I think there's only two players that haven't played in test matches or State of Origin. You go through the Rooster side, you got Daniel Tupou, you got Joseph Manu, then you got to go Lindsay Collins, Takahiro, Crichton. So they've still got a number two. You know, the fittest guy probably out of their four-pack now is going to be Victor Radley. And I can't wait to see him play. He's one of my favourites. I just wish he was allowed to tackle the way he used to tackle. That would be a lot of fun to watch, wouldn't it? He would get himself in a bit of trouble. But anyway, I'd still enjoy it.
Hey, Wiz, as well as you did at the Roosters, Penrith and Parramatta, I guess you made your name when you were a Tiger Grand Finals, the great Warren Ryan era. Given the West Tigers are now looking for a coach, who would you like to see put in charge out there at Concord?
Oh, mate, that Bulldog, that's a hard one, mate. Like, I don't know. Like, being a coach of a footy side is just waiting to be sacked. Like, that's what I look at it from now. You know, I had a little bit of time with the Kiwis. I only had 2 years with them. I took them over when they got beaten 52-0, and we virtually beat Australia the following year. But you still get sacked. So, you know, it's one of those things, mate. I know everyone would love to be a coach of the first grade side, and everyone's trying to pick sides and where they want to be and all that sort of stuff. But you know, you've got to look at the quality of players that are at the side that you're going to, and probably say, you know, what can you do and how can you make them better? That's the big question, whoever wants to go and coach the Tigers. And it's a big ask from this week because they're playing against the Warriors, and that's going to be a sellout crowd over there. And if there's a game that the Warriors should win, mate, gee, this is the one they should do. So the Tigers are going to be under enormous pressure, and the players are too at the same time.
Yeah, what about the Warriors, Wiz? They've had their own issues, haven't they? As a Kiwi, I mean, I'm sure you've been speaking to a lot of people back home. Obviously, they've been based up in Redcliffe. It's been a real challenge for them being away for so long through COVID. What are you expecting from them for the next half of the season, the Warriors, and really beyond that? Because obviously, they've had coaching dramas as well. Do you think that they can bounce back?
Well, if there's a game that you should win, and there's a game that you don't need any build-up for, is a game that you've been away from your country and your family for the last two and a bit years, this is the game they should win, without doubt. There's no excuses. They've been home early. They've got themselves prepared. The other side's travelling. Stacey now wouldn't have to say too much to his team to get them up over the line. It's probably how mentally, when they get back there, how in tune are they ready to play? You know, that's the biggest thing, is that they've been away from family so long. And sometimes when you go home, yes, you're doing all the training, you're going through all the drills, but mentally you're not actually training your brain to get yourself in line. So to me, look, I'll pick the Warriors to win this game quite easily. I think between 16 and 20 against the Tigers. But, you know, anything could happen in these games. But as a Kiwi, as a follower of rugby league, and always fans that are going to turn up at this ground of what they've done for the game, the Warriors, this is a must-win game, mate. It's got to be. It's got to be. There's no other one. That's the same.
Wiz, I thought the Kiwis were very impressive against Tonga last week in that one-off test in Auckland. Can the Kiwis, and do they have the roster to give the World Cup a rattle later this year?
Well, they are ranked number one, mate.
They are. You're 100% right, Wiz. Yeah. But, I mean, I think the rating's probably a little bit misleading. I mean, clearly there's four or five teams that could win it.
Coming from a good Aussie bloke, eh?
Well, Wiz, who's number one in the world, really?
If you look on that bit of paper, it's New Zealand. But, mate, look,
I'll never talk you around, will I?
Yeah, no, never. You'll never change me. I've even got Kiwi number plates. That's how proud I am to be a Kiwi.
Yeah, good for you.
But I've got to say this. With that game against New Zealand and Tonga, I actually picked that the boys would win by 20. I just thought that if there was one thing that was missing from the Tongan side, was the 6 and 7 were always going to struggle. Yes, their forwards were going to be dominant, but the Kiwi force, mate, like I said, I was measuring Fisher Harris just before. He was absolutely outstanding. And Joseph Manu just took the side to another level. Hughes, the halfback, is just in great form. So, mate, they deserve that victory, and they played very, very well. Now, you talk about being a pest. Now, Rapana, for me, is probably a bigger version of me, you know, 30 years down the track. He has annoyed everyone, and I love the way he plays. I love it because he's into the opposition. He's on the right side. He's on the left side. He's in the middle. He sets up tries. He turns up where he probably shouldn't be. But that's the beauty of how he plays rugby league, mate. So he's one of the guys I really look at to say, if you need a spark in the Kiwi side, get the ball to Rapana because he will do something magical that's going to create something for the team. So, mate, yeah, he's the bigger pest than me, which is great to see. I'll pass it on.
Yeah, you always keep your eye on your favourite pests, don't you? Are you compiling a list at the moment, or is there any others other than Rapana that fits that bill at the moment?
Well, not really. No, he's my favourite at this stage.
If you look at some of the people regarding Origin, that there's a lot of Queensland players that might fit that bill. Hey, Wiz, I'll ask you just on State of Origin.
Yeah.
You know, there's obviously, as a champion halfback yourself, you won the Daly M medal with the Roosters. You look at these two halfbacks, Nathan Cleary and Daly Cherry Evans, with regards to Kangaroos selection. We saw Cherry Evans last night, for example. He won that game for Manly. Who's the better halfback in your mind that Australia should pick for the number seven?
Well, I say on State of Origin, you pick Nathan Cleary from last night's performance, Manly over Storm. You pick Daly Jerry Evans, don't you? It was just one of those games where Jerry Evans just took total control and just ran the whole game and really stepped up from the disappointment of State of Origin. Then we'll look at Cleary later tonight to see how he performs. But, mate, I think you nearly picked both of them, and they could play six and seven anyway.
Oh, you're getting splinters nowadays, Wiz. What's happened to you, mate? You're sitting on the fence now.
Come on, Wiz, get off the fence.
Oh, mate, listen, I know who sits on the fence. It ain't the Wizard. Let me give you the check. All right, I would go with Nathan Cleary at the seven.
Hey, Wiz, when you were playing and you're at your niggling best, who was the opponent that you just knew you'd get under his skin? Who was the bloke you knew if you gave him a bit of lip, he'd react?
Oh, I used to love playing against Tiger Coleman. Ricky was always good, but I used to annoy Ricky by just tackling him at the base of the scrum because he had one of those great passing games, and I just knew I had to take him out before he'd get to the next set of six and put us under pressure, so I'd always tackle him. And he said, "Mate, what are you doing?" I said, "I'll see you next scrum. Be real good. I'll just be really nice to him."
He's good on the niggle himself, Sticky.
Yeah, he was one of the best. But it was those guys at Alfie. You just looked at their games and you looked at the next play they would be involved in. So my role really would be like at that scrum is to try and make sure they didn't get the next play. And that was just tackling the scrum, just annoying. So they'd just get upset and just start talking to me rather than go and playing football, which I think I achieved a few times. I think I achieved that.
Wiz, where's your heart at nowadays? We started this interview saying that obviously you were connected with both.
Yep.
East, you played 35 games for them, Penrith 44 games, but as Bulldog mentioned, 54 games for Balmain, and then you had 21 for Parramatta. Where is your heart at with those clubs? Who would you say that you have most allegiance to?
Oh, mate, I think when I first came over, the Tigers was where you started. It was a little bit sad to leave because I'd signed another 4-year deal with the Tigers at that time. So for me, the Tigers were great. But look, I've got to say, when I went over the Roosters, I actually learnt more about myself under Jack Gibson and Mark Murray about what they expected. And to be brutally honest, I think Jack didn't really want to sign me. And it was actually Craig Salvatore that talked him into it because he was worried that I would do something wrong. And I sat down with Jack and had a chat to him. And he just had a different idea about how the game should be played and how you should play and how you should react. And I learned a lot of Jack and Mark about that. And I think that led to, A, winning the Dally M, and then, B, I had a personal trainer that I got, and I utilised him for the whole 12 months before I played that season. And he gave me different ideas about what and how, what he thought a rugby league player should train. Those two sides were great. But, under Gus, was good at Penrith. Parramatta, probably, played 21 games, but I got injured probably halfway through the season. It probably wasn't my best season, which was pretty disappointing, to be honest.
Gary, we've just had a text message come through just asking why you stopped.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. Wanted to know why you stopped coaching because you were a gun coach in the junior reps and very intelligent, according to this listener.
Hoges. He's put a name to it. You might know him. Hoges.
Hoges? Oh, Hoges, yeah. He was at Parramatta. He was at the Harold Matthews side that I coached there. So I coached Harold Matthews and SG Ball. They won the competition. I think back then they played 18 games. Hoges played halfback for me. He's a really, really good kid. And then, I had to make a decision whether it was going to be TV or footy. I ended up coaching the North Sydney Bears and they're aligned to Storm. I had to make a call in the end and I decided to go with TV. I thought I went all right on TV.
You're great, Wiz. Still one of my favourites that I've ever worked with.
Yeah. Oh, well, we did have some fun. That's amazing. I think the thing about TV, mate, is that people can see the pictures. One thing that Peter Sterling taught me, he said, they can see what's happening. You just got to tell the truth. Mm. And I just try to give my opinion about what I really thought and what was happening in the game at the time as I would do now on the show.
You've got a better head for radio, though, Wiz.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to tell you.
I don't know why you got in front of me, Ben.
That's coming from Bulldog.
I know. That's why he beat me to radio.
Hey, Wiz, just finally, on a serious note, Balmain is obviously where your heart lies. Balmain's not in the NRL anymore, it's emerged into the West Tigers. But their lack of success for 11 years with not making the finals, does it really sadden you to think that this great club is just going through the doldrums and they just can't seem to get out of it?
Well, it all comes down to the young kids that are trying to get through the system, you know, to promote to come to grade, you know. And, you know, I think that when I was there, that four-year period where we had some absolutely tremendous players that played State of Origin, played Test matches and all the rest of it for Australia and New Zealand, you know, everyone wanted to go and play at Balmain. They've got to try and spark that fire again where the kids want to go play for those sides. So I think if you look at it and you're brutally honest and you put a kid and sat him down and said, right, you've got an option to go to either Storm or Tigers, they probably picked the Storm. Whereas years and years ago, they probably picked the Tigers, you know, to play with Benji and Robbie and all the rest of it. They just need to get that fire under their bellies and go, these are the kids that are going to bring us through the next couple of years. Look, it is going to be tough for them, and it's tough week in, week out, but those kids are going to get stronger and more experience over the next, you know, 6 months or whatever the case may be, then hopefully next year they start well, you know. But you know, getting your coach, rid of your coach midstream, that's going to be tough too.
And for our listeners, we've got a text here from Michael saying Wiz was a genius as well at selling poker machines. You're still in the pokey business?
I call it the entertainment industry.
Yeah, right.
But no, I'm still in the entertainment industry, mate. I look after all the casinos around Australia, and it's a fantastic industry to be involved in, mate. So, yeah. That's all good.
Every
that's
time I really speak good. To you, I think you're on a junket or, you know, having a social drink somewhere with some bigwig. Oh, it's good to be the Wizard.
He likes to sort of surround himself with stars, doesn't he, the Wiz?
Don't worry, mate. I just tell my wife this is the greatest job I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. Oh, well, when you want to slum it with us, plebs, Wiz, let us know anyway, mate. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Big Sports Breakfast.
I really appreciate you giving me a call, and it's good to be back on here. Thanks.